USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President-elect Joe Biden expressing concerns about the Trump administration's plan for distributing a coronavirus vaccine.
There is no detailed plan that we've seen anywhere as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm. And it's going to be very difficult for that to be done, and it's very expensive.
Biden offering comments as he was urging Congress and the president to get on the same page when it comes to passing a relief package during this pandemic. As far as requiring everyone to take the vaccine itself, the president-elect says he would not do that.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Biden acknowledged that his inauguration could look more like the conventions from over the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook announces its $7 million match to nonprofit this Giving Tuesday, December 1st. Joining us is Naomi Gelight, Vice President of Product at Facebook, to tell us about Facebook's Giving Tuesday.
With many out of work and food security affecting nearly one in three people in the U.S. due to COVID-19, a lot of people are relying on the generosity of others right now. To encourage people to give in whatever way they can this holiday season, Facebook is kicking off a Season of Giving campaign today. Because even a small act of kindness can make a big difference to someone.
Thank you, Naomi, for all that great stuff. And for more info on these ideas and even more ways to be involved, visit at aboutfb.com/season of giving.
A bill that would decriminalize and tax marijuana federally may go up in smoke. Here's Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
The bill passed the Democratic-controlled House on Friday. Supporters say it will help end the drug war by decriminalizing marijuana from the list of federally controlled substances and allow states to set their own rules. Opponents ripped the bill, saying there are more pressing issues.
The House of Representatives is spending this week on pressing issues like marijuana.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill will not get a vote in the Senate. The bill was opposed by 5 Republicans and 6 Democrats. Recreational marijuana use is legal in 11 states and Washington, D.C. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A Japanese spacecraft successfully released a small capsule with samples from a distant asteroid sending it towards Earth. The samples could provide clues to the origin of the solar system and life on our planet. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A 15-year-old has been named Time Magazine's Kid of the Year. Valdi Orr has that information from the USA Radio Texas Bureau.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a Person of the Year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a Kid of the Year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyber bullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Valdi Orr.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos extended the suspension of student loan payments until the end of January. Borrowers have not had to make student loan payments since the Trump administration issued the relief in March. The assistance was set to expire at the end of this month. The new measure means students won't be required to make payments and their loans won't accrue interest. The federal relief ending also coincides with the beginning of President-elect Joe Biden's presidential term. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.